today's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hospital staff say at least 30 people, including children, were killed in Gaza by Israeli strikes overnight and Friday morning as air sirens sounded across Israel and stalled ceasefire talks were set to resume. Abu Muhammad al-Haddad lives in a neighborhood that was hit.
Amidst this rubble, amidst this tragedy in which we are living, amidst this pain and the bleeding wound, we hope that the free world, that the Arab and Islamic world, will look at the Palestinian people and work for a ceasefire to stop this bleeding out of mercy for this afflicted people.
Israelis also woke up to attacks early Friday morning. Israel said missiles were fired into the country from Yemen, which set off air raid sirens in Jerusalem and central Israel. South Korean authorities failed to arrest and impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol on Friday. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
The day began when authorities arrived here, about 100 of them, as part of an attempt to detain South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. That is part of an investigation into alleged insurrection and abuse of power related to his attempt and, in fact, his successful short-lived declaration of martial law last month. They eventually were able to enter. However, a short time later, they experienced a human barricade of military and other security personnel, some of whom were armed. However, authorities called off that detention attempt, saying the risk of violence was just too high. The detention warrant against Yoon is valid until Monday, and authorities have not ruled out another attempt to detain him before then. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
12 people have been sent to hospital for smoke inhalation after a fire in a commercial building in the South Korean city of Seongnam, south of Seoul, on Friday. According to the Gyeonggi-do Fire Department, the fire started in a restaurant on the ground floor of the building.